Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 27 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltacka. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. It's going to be a relatively short one. I'm not going to have any guests or anything. The reason for that is I'm having a bit of a hard time keeping up with all the podcasts, making them as entertaining, hopefully as entertaining, as they used to be, because I've got a series of projects that I'm trying to get done before the end of the year. Now, speaking of those projects, I'm going to tell you all about them. There's some really big, cool things happening at the CCFR, and I'm going to rattle this stuff off as quickly as I can, but that's what the podcast is going to look like. Just a flat-out update, and then I'm going to end it. So, let's get started. The first update I want to tell you about is the CCFR has an official magazine now. It's called High Capacity Magazine, legal in Canada. That's the only high capacity magazine legal in Canada, I guess, is the play on words there. I didn't name it, but clever nonetheless. So High Capacity Magazine, you can find that on highcapacitymagazine.ca. So when I say it's the official magazine of the CCFR, what I mean is we're a major sponsor of the magazine. It'll say on the front cover of the magazine, the official magazine of the CCFR. We will have 2 pages of content per issue. We'll also have 2 more full pages of either content announcements or advertisements. So we'll play a major role inside the covers of the magazine itself. And if you are interested in getting it, you can go to highcapacitymagazine.ca or, you know what? I'm going to tell you the deal first. If you go there, you can buy a t-shirt for $20, a High Capacity Magazine t-shirt, and you'll get the subscription for free. So there's going to be 4 issues coming this year. So it's released quarterly. And basically, yeah, so $20 for the t-shirt with a free subscription, that's going to come straight to your home. It's going to be mailed to you directly. Or you can get the special CCFR deal, which is if you renew your membership or you buy a new membership for the CCFR, you can get the 1-year subscription for $8. So if you want to go that route, just go to firearmrights.ca, hit membership, go to the individual membership or whatever you're after, and you'll see an opt-in for the magazine for $8. You'll have to put your information in there, your mailing address and stuff, and the magazine will be on its way. So pretty cool. Next thing I'm going to talk about is a new clothing line. We are desperately trying to get this out before Christmas, even leaving a little bit of time in case you want to buy the people that you care about a piece of CCFR clothing for Christmas. That's the goal. It's been a lot of work. But basically, we're going to have a whole new line of t-shirts, quite a few different ones. We're going to have hoodies, and we're also going to have patches. All those things should be available before Christmas, and they're going to feature the new CCFR logo. Now, I'm going to say a couple things about the logo real quick. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty awesome. It's derived from the Canada Downrange logo. And if you've bought one of our calendars, the CCFR Gunny Girl calendar, you'll see the new logo on the cover. So what is that logo for? So this is sort of a new branding exercise that we're going through. We're still going to have a lot of our material will have the older logo on there. It'll be referred to as the CCFR classic logo because the new logo has a rifle on it. And what rifle do you think is on it? It's an AR-15 because it's no different than any other rifle. So, and not everybody will want to wear a rifle on their clothing. So the old stuff will still be available, and we will still be using the classic CCFR logo. But the new one's a little bit more fun, and it's also part of the new clothing line. Now, another part of the new clothing line is a trademarked slogan. And basically, it goes like this: firearm rights are human rights. And then our web address. So altogether would be firearm rights are human rights. firearmrights.ca. And the slogan itself, I think, is pretty cool. Again, there's an AR-15 involved in it. And it's just going to be a really cool t-shirt. And it's something that we really want to spread around. It's the ideology, I think, that most gun owners subscribe to, which is, if I'm not hurting anyone with what I'm doing, then I shouldn't be the law shouldn't be being leveraged against me. So I personally believe that firearm rights are human rights. But again, that's just me. So new clothing line, we'll make a big announcement when it's ready, but I'm hoping within 2 or 3 weeks of you hearing this, we'll be up and running and you can order the stuff. Patches are pretty cool too. Next thing, a TV show update. So there's been a delay in the TV show. Apparently, I'm told that's not unusual in television. But the delay, if everything goes well, and I'll know probably within the next 10 days whether this is going to happen or not, but the hard premiere date is going to be in the first week of February, first or second week in February, because I think the second full week is the week of February the 4th. I'm just trying to remember from the last time I looked at the calendar. So that's the deal. And as hard as that is for me to accept, because I'm all about the schedule, I just have to. I have no choice. So we've done everything that we've could to keep the TV show on schedule. And we put a lot of extra work into it to try to get it on schedule, but it's just not going to happen. So anyway, that's the update of that. I wish it were better news. But there still will be a TV show, and I'm hoping it's going to be even better than it was. So that's where we are. Second week of February, or first week, whatever, first full week of February, I think is the best way to phrase it. That's when the TV show is coming. But I will give you a further update on that, because within the next 10 days or so, like I said, I'll know definitely whether that date's going to be made or not. So there'll be more to hear about that. Next thing, it's not my project, but as I mentioned, the Gunny Girl, the CCFR Gunny Girl calendar is out now. If you're not familiar with what that calendar is, it's not just a calendar. Obviously, all the money goes to the CCFR Women's Program. And so it's a fundraiser, and it's a calendar, and there's real women that shoot real guns, and it's a tasteful calendar. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing X-rated or anything. But basically the purpose of the calendar is not only a fundraiser, but it's also a lottery ticket. So when you buy that calendar, basically there's a draw. I don't know what the frequency is, but I'm going to say, for sake of argument, two draws a month, something like that, or a draw every 3 weeks or whatever. Basically on the back of this calendar, there's a number. You go to the website for the calendar, you register your number, and you're registered in every single draw that happens all year long, like two a month or something. Again, you're going to have to verify that for yourself, because it's not my project, and I don't even really know where the website is. I think you just go to the store and buy a calendar, and you'll probably know all of that stuff. I haven't bought one yet. But nonetheless, those calendars, I think, are out now. So and apparently they're pretty cool. So I haven't seen it yet, but I have faith. Next thing I want to tell you about is the CCFR is commissioning a national poll. So, you know, I don't want to get too into the detail, but basically, when it comes to polling, we have anti-gun people have done a fair bit of polling. We have political parties doing polling. We have other nonprofits doing polling about guns. Not a whole lot of stuff has been done as far as polling is concerned, but some stuff has. Now, a gun group, as far as we're aware, has never commissioned a national poll ever. Now, there's a couple of reasons why we want to do this. Number one is that polls, that data lives on forever. And the problem is we don't have our own data. We are relying on polls that have been engineered and the questions formulated, usually for anti-gun folks. And that's supposed to represent public mood. And that's not very good for us, because these polls tend to be biased by the way that they're written. So we're writing our own poll. We're financing it ourselves. Well, we ourselves. And when I say ourselves, I just want to go out of my way to make sure that you guys understand, it's the members of the CCFR that are paying for this, right? It's concerned gun owners that all put money in to pay for this stuff. So I can't think of anything more altruistic, for one. For two, there is no big, well-financed corporate gun lobby in Canada. Like, individual people that own guns have given us money, and that's where the revenue comes from to do things like do a national poll. It's not taxpayer money either. So anyway, I don't mean to sound sour about that, but it's like, you know, you can see how grassroots this whole thing is. So anyway, we want to have our own data points is what we want to do. We want to have a poll that where we're asking the questions and trying to get accurate information back. That data will outlive all of us. So after I'm long gone from the CCFR, after the board of directors that are currently here are long gone, and the next board is there, and the next, you know, CEO or president is there, they're going to have this to refer back to and say, hey, back in 2017, 2018, I should say, you know, we conducted this poll and blah, 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 and this is what we found. And the other thing is the media, they do enjoy polling. They like that stuff. So we will actually have something else for the media to refer to, because no one else is ever provided that. So that's something that we want to do with the CCFR. So it'll be a fairly extensive poll. We have, we're not going to be using, we're going to use a national polling organization. We're not going to be using, you know, we're not doing it ourselves, or it be some kind of email thing, or on a website, go there. We're actually going to be paying for humans to call humans, asking for the answers to these questions. So not cheap. But I think it's going to be worth it. So that's pretty exciting. And there's something that we're trying to establish with this poll. And I'm hoping that the answers we get back will clearly establish what our thesis is here. So last piece of this whole thing is, now when these projects are complete, we want to get back to doing political videos and explainers and stuff like that. So if you're not familiar with how the CCFR works, basically we have a list of projects that we want to accomplish throughout the span of a year. We figure out whether we have the money to do these things, and then we launch these projects. Now there's a lot more going on, actually a lot more projects than this, but these are the outward facing ones. So there's a lot of inward facing projects that we're doing. Some are top secret. I'm sure that some people will find out what they are soon enough. But they're a little bit more inward facing, you know, within the community kind of thing. But as far as our public relations work is concerned, we want to get back to doing some of those other things. I'd like to commission another group of explainer videos as well. And those political videos were quite popular and really, really got out there, and a lot of people saw them. So, and of course some memes and stuff like that. So that stuff really made a difference, especially during the evolution of Bill C-71. So that's what we'll be doing early next year, meaning as in January or February. All right. One more thing. Oh, yeah. I'd like to also remind you that I was in Ottawa a few weeks back, and Tracy Wilson and I did a press conference. And if you haven't been to our YouTube channel, if you just go to YouTube and type in CCFR channel, you'll find our YouTube channel. Go there, subscribe, check that out. There's a video of our most recent press conference. And what we did was we brought our own cameras in there, because the only camera that's there is the one for CPAC, and it's horrible. And the only other time I think you get better quality is if CPAC send people there. I'm not even sure how that works. Or they'll get a feed from the major networks if the major networks choose to show up. You know, this time the first press conference that we did was quite good, and there's quite a few people there, and there's lots of questions. It was a lot of fun. This latest one, we have to schedule things, and the government decided to do their big press conference with a handful of ministers on marijuana, so on legalization. And so unfortunately we got overshadowed by pot. I don't know if that's the first time anybody got overshadowed by pot, but this that happened to us. So we didn't actually have too many people, but we did have two of the mainstream news folks there with cameras. So it was okay. But you win some, you lose some. And we will be doing the next time that we get word of something big that happens in the world of firearms, we will be in Ottawa to do another one and make sure that our message is heard. And one of the ways that we make our message heard is we do press conferences, and they don't cost anything. They take a little bit to set up and whatnot. But it's a really important thing that gun owners are out front. We're not going away. We're telling the government that. We're telling the media that. And so I think that they're actually quite useful. You know, like I said, sometimes you get a good attendance, sometimes you don't. Anyway, check out that video. And again, if you are listening to the podcast, really appreciate it. Make sure you share it with people and get them involved so they can hear about all the different stuff that the CCFR is up to. I've said it before, but I'll say it one more time. The CCFR is an organization that does stuff. We are always doing things and producing things and pushing forward. We're not sitting back and just waiting for things to happen to react to. That's just not the way we are. So I think this update is really illustrates that. So really proud of all the things that we've accomplished. Again, if you're not sure what we're doing, go to firearmrights.ca. Click on Why Join. It's a button. You just look down the page a little bit, and it's on the right-hand side with some other buttons. Click on Why Join, and usually there's an updated list of everything we've accomplished. The CCFR just recently turned 3 years old. 3 years already. Isn't that something? I feel like it's more, though. But in 3 years, you can see what we've accomplished, and it's a huge list of stuff. It really is, and a lot of it just hasn't been done on behalf of gun owners before. So anyway, We couldn't do any of this stuff without you. So keep up the support. We really appreciate it. If you want to become part of the CCFR Insiders Group, go to Patreon and donate $20 or more a month. One thing I will caution you, it's $20 US on Patreon. So maybe make it whatever, $17.50 Canadian if you're on a hard ceiling of $20 Canadian. So we've just discovered that ourselves. So anyway, if you do that, you'll get into the Insiders Group, which is a private Facebook group. And usually if I do updates and stuff, I'll go there first and you will find out first what, before anyone else, what's going on at the CCFR. And you'll also have access to be in this small group to ask me questions directly when I do these Facebook Lives in the group. So thank you very much for everybody that's in there. If you're interested, go to Patreon, donate $20 or more a month, and you will automatically be added to that group, and you'll be a CCFR insider. Other than that, thanks again, everyone, for your support. If you're not a member, become a member. We'd really appreciate it. And take care, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.